I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the Railway Hub podcast. My name's Ben, and we're currently releasing a series of podcasts via recording my colleague Shannon. Now, even though me and Shannon work for one of the biggest railway publishers in the country, we actually don't know that much about trains. So this was a series where we tried to educate ourselves about trains by looking into some interesting railway stories. This week's episode is a really fascinating story about a Nazi gold train. Is it real? Is it not? Let's delve into the story. So, basically, there is a sort of mythical Nazi gold train.
Right.
That people claim exists.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a kind of folklore kind of story surrounding it.
Nice.
So, apparently, in 1945, the Red Army, so, like, the Russians, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
They were closing in on a German city of Breslau, which is now called Wrocław and is part of Poland.
Right, okay.
But at the time, it was in Germany.
Yeah.
And there was a theory that the Nazis had loaded a train of gold or kind of other artifacts like artwork or maybe even something else, which we'll get to later.
Oh, okay. It's exciting.
They'd loaded a big armoured train full of this treasure.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get it out of the city as quick as they could before the army came in. It was then believed to have vanished into an 18 square mile near the present Czech border. This was an area surrounding a potential Nazi command post.
Right, okay.
Which had been set up at the castle called, well, I think it's called Jarge.
Jarge.
But it's confusing because it's spout...
Like I'm George?
Telling, yeah, well, it's spout like K-S-I-A-Z.
Oh, I have no idea.
But I looked up the pronunciation. Jarge. Apparently it's sort of Jarge.
Okay.
But it just looks like it should be called Kizias or I don't know.
Yeah. Let's go with Jarge.
Yeah.
It's more fun to say.
And this was a castle that... was taken over by the Nazis in about 1941. Yes. They had, like, seized it. Mm-hmm. And they were planning to turn it into a new central point for, like, their kind of high command. And to do that, they were kind of gutting out the building. They were redecorating parts of it.
Right.
There was a room inside the castle, which was supposedly going to be, like, Hitler's bedroom.
Okay. The master suite.
Yeah. And this is all real, this part. So they actually did seize this castle. They actually were renovating it.
Yeah.
And but actually it was sort of more of a theory that it was going to be like the new headquarters. It wasn't fully confirmed, but that's what the story is. And one of the most interesting parts of this is that they're also building hundreds of thousands of like bits of tunnels underneath the castle.
Right, okay.
So like really a big extensive kind of underground tunnel network. And that's where they think this Nazi gold train was going towards.
Yeah.
As a kind of like, they were trying to hide it in this area.
Yeah.
And this was another thing when I was researching, I was like, surely this tunnel thing is like way too elaborate. That can't be true. But it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them though. It is believable considering how many artifacts and art pieces that they did end up stealing.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I looked up just like within the last hour, I saw this thing where they'd found like billions of pounds worth of gold in this underground cave that the Nazis had like stashed away. And some American soldiers, I think, had found it. They'd blown a hole in this wall.
Yeah.
and they didn't know what was going to be on the inside, yeah. and then just found this room full of like gold bars. And
oh
it's
my
like,
god!
What?
I bet they were happy when they found that.
Yeah, just like, incredible.
Wow.
So yeah, there's this underground tunnel network beneath the castle.
Yeah,
and this is apparently called Project Risa, mm-hmm. which in German I think it means giant.
Right, okay.
And this was also a real thing.
Yeah.
They generally were making these tunnels. They'd got they got like prisoners of war to like actually carve out all the tunnels
by
hand.
Oh god.
It's just like mental.
Yeah.
And yeah, no one's quite sure what they were building these tunnels for. They're not sure if it was like going to be a weapons testing area or some kind of like, I don't know, underground kind of like a bunker, like just to protect themselves in. But yeah, I couldn't believe that actually existed.
Yeah, that is crazy, actually.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because there's so many rumours and stories, even today, that are coming out about like that period of history, especially regarding the Nazis.
Yeah.
But yeah, to find one that's actually, it was legitimate.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
And they were apparently testing other weapons in underground facilities, so there was like a theory that maybe that's what they were doing underneath this castle.
Yeah.
But the other like weird thing was I watched a documentary about it, and there's actually like a lift shaft they've built, which went directly from the castle down into these underground tunnels.
So like what they called dumb waiters.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Or like a bigger version. Well, a mine shaft, I guess. But.
And they were kind of talking about it as if it was like being built as an escape route.
Yeah.
Like if they heard planes overhead or something, they would like quickly
just jump
go into
in,
the secret up. Little entrance. It's
like, oh, wow.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like haven't seen it, obviously I wasn't there. But like in the documentary they do actually show it. And they show the tunnels and stuff, and it's just like it feels like an Indiana Jones film or something, but it shouldn't exist.
Well, they're in every single one, I think, Nazis at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. It shows how paranoid they must have been, that they were like trying to build all these like secret little
definitely.
Hideaways. And yeah.
That's a lot of preparation to do as well. If just like how big were the tunnels? Were they like huge or like mine?
There was parts of it were like proper
like
caverns. Massive caverns, yeah.
God, that's crazy.
And really sad when you think that they've actually been carved out by people.
Yeah,
like, forced to do it. Like,
I know,
crazy.
You can't imagine how hard that must have been to do. Like, awful.
This castle and the Project Teresa, it is like a real thing.
Yeah.
And in 2015, there was a couple of treasure hunters
mm-hmm.
called Piotr Cooper and Andreas Richter.
Oh, they're cool names.
Yeah, I'm saying their names right. And they had kind of sparked a bit of a media frenzy because they'd supposedly found this train.
Yeah.
And it's a classic example of like news stories not telling the truth at all.
Yeah.
Because all the headlines that I found were like, Nazi gold train found.
Yeah.
But it's like, actually what they're saying is we found a radar image of it.
Yeah.
And this the radar kind of showed what looks like carriages linked by, coupled together.
Yeah.
And it does actually kind of look a bit like a train. I can kind of see where they're coming from. But they wanted to find out more, so they wanted to have an excavation to actually see if the train was where this radar image was showing it.
Yeah.
And they believe that the train had come down a pre-existing railway line,
mm-hmm.
and then there was like a secret extra railway line which went directly to this Project Risa.
Yeah,
and the Nazis would have let the train go down this secret line.
Yeah,
and then buried over the top of it.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, so they'd actually pinpointed this certain area of this railway line where they thought this is where the secret entrance is.
Yeah,
and that's where they wanted to excavate.
Yeah.
So they got to a lot of donations to help do this, and a lot of people, because it became like a big media story at the time, like 2015. A lot of people descended on this town trying to find things themselves, and. The other point of this is that the treasure hunters, they'd asked for, they kept saying, oh, we're doing this for historical reasons,
you know?
But they'd also asked for 10% of whatever they find.
Oh, right, yeah.
And, they they thought there could be like hundreds of millions of pounds worth of gold or something in this train. So if they found it, they were set to make quite a lot of money. Yeah, so a lot of people were kind of descending on the site trying to find things themselves, like treasure hunters. But there was a fear that the Nazis may have left booby traps in the area.
Right,
so
yeah.
So the actual authorities had to go in and, like, check the site and clear it out. Yeah. Yeah, who cares if...
I know, like, they're disposable ones. Go in there before us and we'll get all the gold after.
Yeah, so they actually did do an excavation trying to find the train. And it was just to the side of this pre-existing railway line. And they had... so they had these radar images where they thought this is where the train is.
Yeah.
That's where they dug. Unfortunately, after a week-long search, they didn't actually find anything at all.
Oh, God, right.
And they believed that some of the radar images were actually like just a natural rock formation that was under the ground. And a lot of their donors obviously like pulled out. And they kept saying like, oh, no, we think there still is evidence.
Yeah.
You know? But... basically, it's come to a massive halt. They haven't found anything.
Yeah.
So that the whole thing's kind of
pulled out.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
But even like the Polish government were kind of trying to big this up, saying like, oh yeah, we believe they're right.
Yeah.
We think they have found evidence of this train. We think they've got it. The deputy minister of culture in Poland at the time was saying, oh yeah, it's probably military equipment, but could be jewellery, works of art, archive documents. Armour trains from this period were used to carry extremely valuable items, and this is an armour train. It is a big clue. But it led to nothing.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that, you know, there was all this support that, oh yeah, we think there is something, and so many people would come to the site. Even though they didn't find the train, apparently, it brought in £150 million worth of tourism to the town, like, nearby.
Well, so, I suppose that's a positive, then.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't find anything. But, I mean, it could still be there. We don't know if it's not there or not.
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't dig deep enough.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because I started thinking it's like a little conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Was the Polish government and, you know, the local town trying to... Yeah. big this up, even though they knew there might not have been a chance, just because they knew they would bring people to the area.
It could be. I wouldn't, you know, with how many conspiracy theories and stuff there are nowadays for that sort of thing, it's not surprising at all. Let's hope not, though.
Yeah. So, and a spokesperson for the mayor of the town, which is called Wałczek, but it's another like spelling where I wanted to try and check the official pronunciation. Mm-hmm. I think it's that. They told the New York Times about how this had benefited the town and, you know, this massive tourism boost. And they said, whether the explorers find anything or not, the gold train has already arrived. So, like, they were just, like, milking it in.
Oh, my God, the absolute confidence of saying that to the New York Times of all people.
Yeah.
That's quite hilarious, actually.
Well, they said their annual budget for promotion is $380,000.
Yeah.
But yet... yes, it apparently came in with around $200 million worth of tourism revenue.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's starting to seem like a conspiracy theory. It might be a bit more true.
Yeah. That's the thing. After I'd done like a bit of research on it, I started getting Facebook ads from TripAdvisor saying like, oh, want to visit this castle? Like, come now, you know, we've got these great tours underneath of the tunnels.
It's like, and I know you're game here.
I was kind of drawn in a bit, because they were saying like, you could get there was like a basic tour of the tunnels, but there was also like an extreme tour of the tunnels.
What's extreme? What's the extreme part?
I think basically some of the tunnels are actually like semi-flooded, and in the extreme one, they'll take you down the flooded ones, but you have to wear like, I don't know, waders or something.
Wellies.
So they'll actually take you on this like... it just sounds almost like, almost tasteless, being like, oh, come on the extreme tour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got to make money where you can.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, if I was in the area, I'd definitely go and check it out.
Yeah.
It sounds interesting.
That's the thing, like, it's just the whole thing was just fascinating. But, like
the
Nazis
story
had
itself,
this secret base
that
Hitler was going to be moved into this castle.
Yeah.
The secret little escape route from the castle down into the tunnels.
It is a super interesting story, though. Just the castle and the underground tunnels themselves are definitely something I would go see.
Yeah.
But yeah, the train kind of makes it there, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's
like, oh, maybe it could still be there. It could exist. We don't know that, but we might not never know. I don't think that sentence made sense, but we might never know.
Is there any truth to this gold train worth millions of pounds, like hidden underneath a mountain somewhere? Like, is it actually there or not? Like,
who knows?
Yeah. One day maybe they'll find it and it'll just be one of the biggest historical finds ever, but
that would be amazing.
Seems
just keep digging.
Like, still a mystery, yeah.